Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grant. With me in the studio today is Deb Howard. She is the Executive Director of the United Way of Livingston County. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're coming off a huge announcement at the end of last week. So tell all of our listeners who may have missed it, what happened for the United Way?
We made our goal, $194,000.
Congratulations. Yay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's good news, especially since it's been such a hard year for our agencies.
For sure. So is this a moment to take a deep breath, or are you revamping to start all over again?
Revamping to start all over again, because next week in March, you know, I was on the radio and we talked about allocations. Mm-hmm. Anybody who wants to register to receive funds from the United Way, any 501c3, needed to do so by April 15th, tax day. And we have three new applications in the door. So we're looking at raising a lot more next year, or having to turn agencies down, which is something we don't ever want to do.
So. Right. Now, we have talked about this in the past, but can we refresh the memories of people who may have listened, or tell people who may not have listened, what exactly do you mean by allocation?
The way we fund our agencies is they ask us for X amount of dollars for such and such programs. We don't just give somebody money because they may come down and ask for 10 grand. We want to know what it's for, what they're spending it on, what's the program, because we fund programs that help people. And so what they do is every year they fill out a new packet. They let us know what happened to last year's money, what they want to do with this year's money, how many people they've served in the county, how many clients they've seen, the results of what they did last year. I'll bring one thing up in particular, Head Start. We fund a dental program. It's very, very important that those kids get good dental from little on. And if you're on some state aid, we really don't have a dentist here that takes that. So it's very important that the kids get the dental screening. So they would apply for, if the dental program cost $10,000, they would apply to the United Way for the dental program for $10,000.
Okay, I understand.
And then we meet as a board and we go through the needs of the county, what, you know, how much money we feel we can raise, what they're asking for, and the needs of the county, and try to make that all fit.
Okay. Very interesting. Now, since you are going to backpedal just a little bit, you made your goal. How does your board feel right now? What have you heard from them in the last couple of days about that? What are they thinking?
They're feeling really, really good, because this is the second year we made our goal. And if you remember, 2 years ago, we had told the agencies that they would not receive the full funding that we promised them. We let them know in the beginning, because they hadn't made goal in the United Way hadn't made goal in a few years. So they let them know that their agencies would be cut by 15%. And that didn't turn out to be. We raised enough money last year to give them the full allocations, and I wrote wonderful big checks at the end of the year, because it all continged on the fact that we made our goal. If we didn't make goal, you get X amount. So we pay them four times a year. So the first three times in the year, they were cut 15%. So the last check of the year was a very, very nice check and a surprise for many of the agencies. They called and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I got my check today. So the fact that we've made goal back-to-back 2 years in a row is an extremely wonderful, wonderful thing. And I want to thank everybody who donated, every business that donated, every person that donated, whether it was a quarter or $10,000. Every single one of these pennies adds up. The penny campaigns at the schools, that the kids do a great job bringing those pennies in, right down to the canisters that are in different places in Pontiac, to the biggest check down to the littlest check. We could not do it. It's like a puzzle, and we couldn't do it if all the pieces were not there and in place.
So your big celebration was last Wednesday.
It was.
A big deal. Now, who did you have present for that? Because I was there for a little bit. Tell us about the speakers that were there for the evening.
Well, Gary Bresner, and he is our campaign chair. And we always credit the campaign chairs and the advanced drive chairs for bringing it home. So Gary Bresner spoke, and Dee and Mike Ingalls, who have been our advanced chairs for a couple of years and do a great job. And I'll give them just a quick little kudos. Their goal this year was $12,500, which is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And what they deal with in the advanced drive is generally retirees. So that's the advanced drive. They came in at $15,388 this year.
Them.
They did a great job on getting us over the hump. And we introduced our new chair for next year, and that would be Carol Flessner, who obviously knows a lot about the county. And we are United Way of Livingston County. People forget that, but we are United Way of Livingston County. Sarah Selmayr, our president, of course, kicked off the evening, and Dave Oakes, the vice president, ended it. So it's a perfect fit.
Very good. Everybody seemed just as excited as you guys did hearing the good news and everything. And like you said, you're starting all over and hitting the ground running now, right?
Mm-hmm. Hitting the ground running because we're going to need a little more money this year. You know, the agencies, out of the 17 agencies that we fund regularly, if you add three new ones, and I'm not saying we are or we aren't. I mean, we have to go through the criteria, what they want the money for, if we feel we can raise the money. And you add three new agencies, and you add the fact that out of the 17 agencies, I believe five or six asked for a raise. 194 is a little bitty number for next year. We need to go a little bit higher.
Are these raises requested maybe because the uncertainty of the Illinois budget is still there?
No, because, again, we only fund a program. Mm-hmm. So if you need $25,000 because the state of Illinois did not pay you that, that could be from six or seven different programs. And, you know, if you need $8,000 for this, we will consider funding that. But if you need $25,000 because the state didn't pay you, those are two different apples and oranges, you know, because, again, we fund programs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. Because I know we talked about a lot in the past about how the agencies were just waiting to see what was going to happen. But it's the programs. It's not the entire agency or assistance with bills or anything like that. It's a specific program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand a little bit better now. Well, that's good news. That's good news. So you haven't stopped yet.
No.
So tell our listeners how and where they can donate.
Officially, all donations now will go into next year's campaign. So if you want to help us get a head start, we're more than glad to take that help. You can call the United Way at 815-844-5131. And anybody who doesn't realize or doesn't know that is the Pontiac Area Chamber of Commerce. That's where our office is located. And every once in a while, I'll answer the phone and somebody will say, "Is United Way there? I think I dialed wrong." Yes, the United Way shares the phone line, which is another way we save money to be able to fund more programs. You know, we're very frugal at the United Way because we want as much as we can to go into the programs. And so we do share a phone line with it's the chamber's phone line. I don't even want to say share. They pay for it, hook, line, and sinker. My office is also there. And we can't thank them enough for everything they do. And I can't thank enough. Sometimes you get people's like, "Oh, celebration, is my dollar that I donated paying for that or the breakfast?" Absolutely not. Caterpillar, OSF. Oh, I hope I don't forget anybody because I didn't bring the list. County Market, Enbridge, SoQ. They all donate X amount of dollars to cover the celebration and the breakfast. So it is not any donated dollars going to that.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Even Glow has donated in the past. Trying to think who else. We hit up until we get enough money to cover the celebration. Then we stop, you know, because there's no need to take money that you don't need. I'm a firm believer in that. If you don't need it, don't take it.
Very good. Well, congratulations. This
Thank
was so
you.
Excited when I found out. Very, very good. And we also have the big reveal picture on our Facebook page with a big sign on Howard Street showing 100%. And that's always exciting to be able to go take that picture, too.
It is. It is.
We've been speaking with Deb Howard. She is the executive director of the United Way of Livingston County. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.